Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, illusions of invincibility, illusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Man, I sound like crap.
You're definitely not getting voiceover job.
Wow. Welcome to the Sully Show here on Fortnite Radio. I sound like the Jewish guy again.
Oy vey.
I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. We got my man Adam in the studio.
Hi, Adam. What's going on?
And then, of course, we got the ever-wonderful Danielle, her dog Monster, and her significant other, almost husband, Greg, who's off to the side there.
Hello!
And then, of course, we got my man Punchy from Brain Stew Radio and the Nerd Hour and 360 on 420 and Markout Radio and... I think we're just going to call him the more like radio whore.
Yeah, yeah. Street corner whore, more like radio.
Yeah, he's a street corner whore.
All right, three, three.
Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It's fun, kind of, sort of. You can hear my stupid, raspy voice right now.
You sound like you got 99 Rock in your PO. Seriously.
99 Rock.
PLR.
Yeah. PLR.
You really do sound like it.
I do. It's horrible. Ever since my allergies hit me last week, two weeks ago, I've just been like, ugh. And I haven't been able to rest my voice. It's just getting worse and worse.
That sucks.
Tell me about it. Blows. That's what it does. Blows. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It's fun, exciting. Thanks to the boys from Tattoos and Touchdowns from doing an excellent show just before us, giving us a wonderful lead-in. It was a wonderful lead-in. So thanks, guys. And, let's see here. For those watching on Ustream, if things are going a little bonkers, I'm sorry. We're waiting on some app updates, but otherwise it's working pretty good, I guess. To me, it's showing lag, but whatever. I honestly don't know if it is or not. We busy week this week. A lot of things went on this week. Punchy had his stand-up show after, 4 months, right?
Yeah, it was a 4-month layoff.
And how did it go?
It went pretty well. I mean, better than I expected. So that's a plus.
Excellent, because we got video proof of that, which we'll get into in a little bit. Dun, dun, dun!
And today I get to see the 49ers play on TV without having to go to a stream that gives a million pop-ups. So it's...
All right, I can see that.
I don't get to watch the Giants.
Why not?
They're not televising it here.
It's against the Raiders, and both teams are atrocious. Why would they do that to the American people?
Adam?
What?
Shh.
Wow.
Greg, I need you to do something for me.
Actually,
wait, you're tapped out already?
D,
what?
It might be on CBS, because Oakland is the away team, so it would be a CBS... Huh?
To be on CBS, but I checked our guide and it's not on.
Well, here's my question: are the Patriots playing at the same time?
They're not.
No, the Patriots
it's
have
bye
a bye week
for them. Wow.
You've either got Cincinnati at Baltimore or Oakland at the Giants, depending on
we
where you live.
We have Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, yeah, you're not.
What?
You're going to be checking a stream.
What?
I know, it sucks. And then I got to work the next two Sundays, so I'm not going to be able to watch.
The late game for most of the U.S. is Denver at San Diego, or in the upper New Jersey part of New York area, it's Carolina at the 49ers.
Interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Then there's that the likely shitty game between Seattle and Atlanta. That's going to be horrible.
Well, I'm
looking forward to the Monday night game, Tampa Bay versus Miami. I mean, that's going to be
a great
game.
Honestly, I think that is going to be a fantastic game.
I think Richie Incognito needs to come into that game and just bully the other team into the win.
Bully the team to the win?
Because clearly he's able to do that.
I don't know about that. But hey, you never know. Anything's possible.
Richie Incognito will come in and question the manhood of Mike Glennon.
Dude, this whole week has been so crazy. I can't even watch sports because I laugh. I'm like, are we really talking about bullying in the NFL?
Yeah.
I can understand a small child, but I'm like, really? He's a grown lineman man, a big 200-plus guy who literally hits people for a living and lives in the gym and all this, and you can't even stand up to a guy like making fun of you and like having fun with you when joking around. That's how bad it is?
Yeah. In his defense, the other guy is an equally or bigger size lineman who has a reputation for being a complete psychopath, not just when he was on Miami, like even in St. Louis, which had it not been for the fact that he was a complete psychopath, he'd be playing for the Rams right now.
Yeah.
Not the Dolphins, and we wouldn't be here. Story.
I don't buy the whole he's a psychopath thing, because if you look at half the players in the NFL, they have to be a little bit of a psychopath. Ray Lewis got away with murder, literally. And he changed it around and became a 2-time champion. Listen, everyone knew, and he was a thug when he came in the league. He changed his ways. Rich Incognito was on leadership roles, everything like that. Do I agree? No. But like I told my buddy and everything, and he has actual radio show, a sports show. I said, listen, I hang around with military people.
Right.
The stuff that we say, the stuff that I say to my brother-in-law via text I could show you, is equal or worse to what he says to this guy in the rap sheet. And it's guys will mess with each other until you either ignore them or you stand up to them or just give it to them back. That's how those locker rooms are. If you've ever played a sport or ever worked in an environment like that, and it seems pretty, you're pretty soft if you go in tattletale because you don't like the way he talked about your mama.
He's
or whatever.
Picking
Come on
me.
Come on, you're a grown man. I don't care how big he is. Unless you're the kicker, I mean, you should be getting bullied around in that
locker
room.
He's picking on me.
He probably wants out of Miami.
He's not going to have a job. Who's going to pick up a guy who basically broke the cardinal rule of keep it inside the locker room and brought negative energy to that team already, which was struggling?
A team that runs a locker room that's not like the Miami Dolphins locker room, where it's been shown on Hard Knocks that Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland just let him get away with murder to begin with. Like, we knew this before the Jonathan Martin situation happened. So he played for Stanford for Harbaugh. So that's an even if it's not going to the 49ers, Harbaugh giving a good word to Baltimore, who needs offensive line help right now.
Sure.
Indianapolis, where his former quarterback plays.
I think we should do a bullying thing for our show. I'm going to bully all of you.
I want to. Can we do a pro-bully campaign?
Well, we're not for bullying, but you know.
We'll call it. We'll bring it up.
Better yet.
2014.
Better yet. It's not bullying. It's hazing.
Oh, my God.
It's hazing.
That's the problem with like the country.
We're gonna be a frat.
We're a bunch of slack jawed girls at this point, because
we are.
We talk about how we're America, but yet we're constantly like making everything easier for everyone. Let's dumb it down. Let's not pick on the kids. I understand not picking on kids, but I got picked on as a kid. Everyone here may have gotten picked on or picked on somebody. Whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone gets picked on. You get past it. You become a success, and then those bullies that picked on you end up giving you, asking what you want for your order, because that's how it works.
I want a Big Mac and a large order of fries.
Yes, yes, sir. I would like a Big Mac. Now shut your mouth. Let me talk to your manager. Yeah,
hey,
I want to talk to Julio. Let me talk to him.
Adam, I don't know if we would want anybody on this network as a shining example of being normal after going through or causing bullying.
Good point.
Still not a poll.
We're probably not the best example of being well-adjusted on More Like Radio.
Still not a poll.
This show is more well-adjusted than the rest of the shows.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I scared Lyle away.
We're the Stephen Hawking of More Like Radio.
I scared Lyle away.
I mean, this show has never had anyone, like, sniff poop or white poop on their face. So we're head above a lot of other shows.
Very true.
Yeah, don't put any ideas in Matt's head.
In my show's defense, that was a football bet.
Wait a minute.
Either way.
Hold on a minute. Now, what on earth would make you think I would make someone sniff poop?
No. It's all my brain stew.
No. I want to hear Danielle's explanation of this.
I don't know. You like a challenge?
Yeah, but making somebody sniff poop really isn't a challenge. Especially on this station.
No, but you love making bets.
Making bets is one thing. Making dares and challenges, two totally different things.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. This is a football bet. For those who don't know, who may not listen to shows outside of Sully Show.
Which you should, just like all the shows should listen to my show.
But you should
too.
Listen to this show first.
Yes, absolutely, because we start the week off right after Tattoos and Touchdowns. Yeah.
But I do a show called Brainstorm Radio, Fridays, 8 till Nerd Hour. And
shameless plug.
Yes. I am, as you can tell probably by the jersey I'm wearing, I'm a 49ers fan. And my co-host, one of my co-hosts, Tammy, is a Green Bay Packers fan. We do something every year or whenever the 49ers and Packers play called the Brain Stew Bowl. Generally, there's a bet attached.
Yeah.
This past year, this season, they played week one. The bet was loser had to smear ketchup on their upper lip.
Ooh.
The 49ers thankfully won. And Hammy, because of that, had to smear catch it on his upper lip.
And we have video. We've shown video.
Yeah. I don't want to ever take that bet.
We had people there recording just to make sure it was documented.
And we've covered it. We covered it that next day. That Sunday we covered it. So, we have no problem doing stuff like that. But I would never make anybody sniff poop just because.
That episode on Brainstorm Radio, that's like our Pink Flamingos.
The Pink Flamingos.
John Waters.
What the hell is up with Skype?
John Waters.
Damn it, Danielle. I don't know.
This is really pissing me off. Look, I'm gonna see if I can show everybody here. Look at that. Look at that. It keeps crashing.
Dear subscriber, our services suck. Please try again.
Dear subscriber, our services can eat a big fat dick. We are Skype. Boo.
Wow, the Skype completely crashed that time.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm going to have to find an older version of Skype just to make sure that it works right. I hate when they update it and it doesn't run well on the... on the other computers.
I got to point out, too, Aaron Dobson this week, Adam, saved my ass in a few leagues.
Do you use ESPN for your fantasy football?
Yeah, I saw your post the other day.
I'm never using it. For 3 days, I've been trying to add and drop a player and everything like that, because it's been, like, freezing up every time I try to do it. I've done it on my app. I've done it whatever. Luckily, I'm undefeated in that league, and it probably won't hurt me too bad.
Right.
But I will never, ever, ever use ESPN. This is the second year I've done it in a league, and it freezes up. It's so unuser-friendly. I can barely tell half the time who's winning
Yahoo
the league.
We use Yahoo. And
I usually use Yahoo or NFL.com because NFL.com is pretty, it's a nicer format. It's easier to, go through and add, but I will never do it again, and I will say that.
Us on the MLR, we use Yahoo, and Greg actually remembered to do my lineup for me because I forgot.
You mean your three?
Whoa! Wait a minute!
You mean your three tight end lineup
players while the game started?
You forgot? No.
Yeah. Well, I was working.
2 weeks in a row.
Hey, Danielle, did you know Keyshawn Johnson is he's on the waiver right now? You can pick him up.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you should pick him up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Did he get hurt?
All I know is
but you have to remember that our fantasy football, we can keep our players for next year.
Yeah, Keyshawn's going to be great next year.
So it would be a good idea if I grabbed him. So don't mock me.
I want to point out that my team is going to be fantastic next year because my IR is stacked.
I'm going to say I'm getting into this league because I think it's unfair that you guys took advantage of Danielle by telling her to draft three tight ends. That was bullshit. So I'm going to come in to equalize the league to keep it from not getting to the point where you take advantage of Danielle and saying, oh, yeah, you should totally get three tight ends. It's a great idea.
Well, it's not going to happen. She's been 3-0 the last three matches, so.
Yeah.
So, how does that even? Yeah, that's got to be like great luck and karma. Then coming back to everyone else who said that.
Oh, it is, because let me tell you, I don't know how I won last week, but I pulled that one out of my ass. And then,
that was pure luck.
Pure luck. Like, I feel bad for the person that lost against me because they were probably punching holes in the wall.
Like, how is this freaking possible?
I'm not
you
even.
See, though,
kidding.
Adam, it's
I'm
not
glad it wasn't
dent.
Punchy. I honestly, I don't know who it was. I'll have to go look.
It's like P Rock or something like that.
Yeah, sure. It's not a Danielle thing. The year before, in the ESPN version of the league, Dutch was drafting in the late rounds and he was debating picking Terrell Owens. I had no earlier that day, Terrell Owens had been cut and I was like, oh yeah, you never know. I mean, he's still, you know, he might still be able to go. Dutch picks him and then I'm like, yeah, by the way, he got cut today.
You told to get a kicker in the third round. Kickers get the most points. Everyone knows that.
So I guess I got hazed this year.
You did, because I remember Danielle like messaged me, was like, hey, would you mind checking out my lineup and just kind of giving it a look over?
I knew it felt weird.
And I was like, okay. And she's like, yeah, they totally said I should get three tight ends. That's I'm like, why do you have so many tight ends? She's like, yeah, they told me that. I'm like, oh, you poor girl.
Boo.
They Andre'd you. They Andre'd
yeah,
you
did.
From the league.
My because of trades, my IR has Randall Cobb, Malcolm Floyd, Owen Daniels, and Julio Jones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, injuries have killed a lot of it's killed two of my fantasy leagues because I had Roddy White, I had Cobb, I had a bunch of guys that got injured bad. And then by one league, I got Frank Gore, Jamal Charles. The only thing that's keeping me in that league is those two guys that
Here's
have been
thing,
like
though.
Producing yeah. like ridiculous.
My healthy wide receivers are Vincent Jackson, T.Y. Hilton, Anquan Boldin, Ooh. DeAndre Hopkins, Dobson, Dwayne Harris, and then Crabtree is going to be coming back soon.
I have Greg Jennings and Brandon LaFell.
Oh, from Detroit?
DeSean Jackson. Yep.
All I know is people not realizing that you can keep players and you keep the roster next year. That's how I got Randall Cobb, Malcolm Floyd, and Owen Daniels.
See, I wouldn't even get involved in a league like that because you guys already got a lot of the players, so you just have to start that.
I have Cruz, Eddie Lacy, RG3, Rob Gronkowski, Alex Smith, Matthews, Zach Miller, Woodhead.
Well, Gronk's good now that he's back.
Yeah, now he's good, but
he's going to put up points for you.
Yeah, but for the first, 4 weeks, he didn't give me anything,
well,
obviously.
It's tight ends. Unless you have Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski, it's kind of a wash for the most part with tight ends. You could pick up maybe a Zach Miller or someone else like that on a team and maybe get a couple points. Like, they're the only two that are legit are going to get
and
you 100 yards and a touchdown in a game, probably.
Hey. I do want to point out that the only reason that anyone would have, because I don't know if anyone trolled D about the three tight ends, but I think she had picked Gronkowski early, and then she picked someone else who had an early bye week. So
yep.
I think it might not have been trolling. It might have been thinking, hey, you're probably going to need another tight end because, you know, otherwise you get no points in the bye week.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Tight end.
I don't trust anyone's opinion during draft time.
Ooh,
I gotta see though. I can look. I gotta check the draft.
I do have to agree with Punchy though. I don't think they were like, "Oh, you need to pick three wide receivers."
I can check the draft results and see because if she picked Gronkowski early, then that's more than likely the reason.
Yeah, but you could pick up a tight end later on if you decide to go Gronk early and take that gamble, because there's so many tight ends are a dime a dozen. You got to pick up a great running backs in the early rounds, receivers, quarterbacks. You can gamble on because, for the most part, unless you have a Drew Brees
like
or Peyton
pick.
Manning, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, she picked Gronkowski like round 5, which was...
That's not too bad if you want to take that gamble. But at that point, nobody even knew he was going to come back what time. It could
hey,
be
you know
a couple
what?
Weeks,
I thought,
could be a
I was
couple
like,
days.
You know what? He's going to come back later in the season, and that's why I picked him.
There you go. Yeah. But you know what?
What's up?
I've got the best pick of all.
What's that?
None.
I totally forgot we were doing the show for a minute. I got so involved in the football talk.
And then she like, yeah, she didn't take the other two until like 13 and 14. So she waited a bit for the other two.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do the whole fantasy thing. I just, whatever. D, I got to call you back again.
All right, bye.
She's so used to it now.
All I know is thank God it's a dynasty league because, yeah, my wide receiver core is going to be ridiculous. And then I've also got Cam Newton and Andrew Luck at quarterback.
Andrew Luck's been ridiculous this year. Just his play, not so much fantasy. I mean, he's been good fantasy-wise, but his play has been ridiculous.
Not only that, but the Reggie Wayne injury, because I have T.Y. Hilton also, because I picked Luck as my back, and I picked Hilton as, like, the goat, you know, the quarterback-receiver connection. And with Reggie Wayne out, T.Y. Hilton is going to see a lot of passes come his way.
Pardon.
Pardon
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I think it's Matt's cue. We got to segue into something else.
Yeah. Yeah, a good point. I do want to point out, though, my best free agent pickup so far has been Jordan Reed. Boom.
No, my segue for something else is this.
Boring.
I want to say hi to Go Boston in the chat room.
That's me.
That's him.
Oh. You changed your name. Hi, Adam.
But I will say this because I didn't get to say it last week. Congratulations to the Red Sox.
Thank you.
Okay, they did win at home after 95 years.
I don't understand what this whole 95 years.
Yeah, they
keep hearing it. Like, we haven't won in 95 years.
No.
It was like 95 years. I'm like, we've won a few titles since.
but they haven't won the World Series at home in 95 years.
The last time, first in 2004, we wrapped it up in four games.
Yes.
Efficiency.
Here's the thing. When I saw that, and I'm not saying you guys did it because I know you guys wouldn't do that. But there were some people that just turned it around on the Yankees all of a sudden. And I'm like, can you guys not be happy for your team? And I finally went, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to say something now. And someone posted, and I went, you know, this is the exact reason why most baseball fans do not like some of the Red Sox fans. Because some, not all, I have good company. I have good friends who are Red Sox fans, Adam D and a few others. So I know we love the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not the Yankees' fault that you didn't win at home 95 years. It's the team's fault. Not the Yankees, not the Yankee fans. It's the Red Sox. They just couldn't get it done. Shut up.
I just want to point out, too, that I'm surprised baseball conspiracy theorists aren't going, oh, well, of course they won in Boston after the
Boston bombing. You know?
Well, yeah. That's
you know
that's
what?
Funny.
I did hear that stuff going around.
Well, it's the same thing they talked about with the Patriots when they won in 01 with the 9/11 had happened. And they said, oh, it's perfect season, all this other stuff. And they won because Patriots, New England, that whole idea of like with the patriotism and them winning those championships like that right around the time when 9/11 happened.
Yeah,
like,
but that's bullshit.
That's bull. And that makes you just sound stupid and ignorant. Like,
if
when you do that.
If that was the case, then the Yankees would have won the World Series that
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Right. That's who should have won.
Because we didn't win.
The Giants should have won that year. Then that would have been, you know, obviously like a great story or the Jets, you know, either way.
It would have been better if it was the Met-Yankee World Series that year. And it didn't happen.
That would be a great series.
That would have been an awesome series
for
2001. But no.
Do you think we'll ever have that kind of that series go down like that?
You know,
or a Jets versus Giants.
That it's still possible. Something like that is possible. And I was kind of hoping that maybe, just maybe, the Jets and the Giants would get their asses in gear and freaking win.
And then go to the Super Bowl at home.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been epic.
It would have been awesome.
Ugh.
It wouldn't have been epic. It would have been the greatest Super Bowl ever because no one would care who would win. It's New York against New York.
It'd be one big party.
Just like when it was Mets and Yankees. That was the greatest World Series ever.
Can I just point out that New York versus New York is not going to happen this year?
No, it will not happen. No, a certain team.
However, it could, in this scenario, it could happen. The Cowboys could collapse completely, as the Cowboys can. The Redskins could collapse, as they already are. Let's be realistic.
Three gets hurt.
It's not Redskins like they're four games ahead. They're two, three games ahead, and they still have games to play. And the Jets are actually looking pretty good.
Yeah.
They have a great defense.
Decent.
They can run the ball really well. Geno Smith is playing really well. Even when he throws a pick six, he still comes back in and plays. Mm-hmm. They beat New England. They went in there and everything. I mean, albeit controversy or whatever you want, they still beat them. And they played really well. And that division has And look, also they beat the Saints. Yeah. They've beaten some good teams. A lot of people are mocking the Jets, but they turned it around this year.
Yeah.
So that's my turnaround.
That's because Sanchez isn't playing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a difference between New Orleans, who, let's face it, didn't beat a lot of good teams in their fast start.
But neither did the Chiefs.
The Chiefs have beaten some good teams. We'll find out this week. But
name one team that's really
good.
There's
still Kansas City. Yeah. There's still Kansas City. There's still Denver in that conference.
Absolutely.
There's still Indianapolis. You know, New England, I think that, you know, it'll be easier to overcome because, let's face it, I'm sorry, Adam, but.
You know what? I know you're a Patriots fan, and they're just not playing well this year.
Well, they're really not. Last game, they beat the Steelers 55. They put up the points.
Yes,
granted,
they did.
It was a steal.
Yeah, the Steelers.
Here's the thing. Oh, okay. Let's also not forget that Andrew Luck came in and beat the 49ers and everything like that at home. Andrew Luck, I'm just saying that the 49ers haven't exactly have been their best this year, and they've had injuries. They've had issues off the field as well. I can't believe that.
Actually, since that game, they haven't scored less than 30 points since that game.
Right,
so.
But here's my thing. New England, the first six games or so, they didn't have Gronkowski. You look at what they had last year. At the end of last year, they signed Amendola, who they thought was going to be the next Welker, which they never should have done. They thought they were going to have Hernandez and Gronkowski healthy, two great tight ends. Ridley was doing good, had 1,000-plus yards. Everything was going well. You look at the start of the season, Hernandez goes to jail, Gronk hasn't played, Amendola gets injured after the first game. And he's throwing basically unsigned guys and rookies and a former quarterback. So I think they're starting to get into a pattern. Do I see them winning the championship? No, only because they're so injury riddled. That's the thing.
Screw you guys. I'm going to get heroin with my mom. Yep.
That's the thing, though. Belichick, this season had better be like a return back down to earth for Belichick. Because for so many years, his mantra has been, you know what? All parts are interchangeable. Next man up. But some people, you just can't replace. You can't replace Walker.
You can't.
It's tough to replace the play of Aaron Hernandez without a good backup plan, especially when you know that there's a lot of character red flags coming out of college.
I'm going to slap the
stupid
out of you, boy.
I mean, I agree, but I think if any team has done well over the years of the next man up or putting parts and pieces and winning games regardless, I think New England has done very well as opposed to other teams who have kind of struggled in that aspect. But I didn't pick them to win this year. After, you know, going into it with all the stuff that was going on, I honestly didn't pick them to win. I picked them to probably go at best the AFC Championship game at best.
Boring.
But actually, I did pick the 49ers actually to go and either Denver or the Colts from the AFC.
Hey. 14 is going to be huge for the NFC because. Oh, Sully, stop. But, it's dependent on.
Dick move.
I think the 49ers and Seahawks both beat the Saints.
I'm trying to make her snort.
I think.
Squirrel!
I think the 49ers and the Seahawks both beat Saints, so it's going to be week 14 is going to be the one that's.
She's about as innocent as my ass is not hairy.
Oh, hey, JT.
Yeah. Okay, and segueing over.
I'm trying to
Speaking of dumbass of the week.
No, I'm trying to get back into why I brought up Boston.
Okay, go for it.
Because I'm awesome like that.
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
Exactly. Now, the reason why I brought up that was because they had the parade in Boston right after it that weekend. And this is the other reason why I will never root for the Red Sox. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. And it's not the team. Because let's face it, if they didn't have Poppy, they really wouldn't have won. He's the only one that did anything for that team during the World Series.
No, I won't say that. His batting average definitely helped.
His batting average was through the roof.
But Shane Victorino, you got to look at what going into the game. The Grand Slams going into an AFC championship game.
Victorino
had key. They had key hits. Yes. They didn't have.
They did have
home
key hits.
They all had home runs at key times. They weren't batting ridiculous. It was either they were a great hit or a great iteration or completely just
yes
not doing well. But They played well pitching-wise. I thought it was a great World Series. I really was excited.
It was.
And I liked St. Louis. They're a great team. So it was good to play against them. And I thought they had a great pitching staff. And, you know, Beltran and all. I mean, it's they had a great team. So
yeah,
it was a really good series.
And I will never say that it wasn't. but the reason I brought it up was because at the parade, the wonderful parade, there was a little bit of a brawl. And this brawl, and for some reason my source isn't right here, but I'm going to fix that real quick. The brawl that happened involved Red Sox fans fighting Red Sox fans. How stupid can you be? I mean, really, how stupid can you be? And here's the best part. I'm going to split screen this for those that are watching. And I got it up on YouTube here. So for all of those, you guys can see it on your computers here. First of all, my biggest pet peeve is the camera. Greg knows, because he's gotten the brunt of my pet peeve. Turn your camera phone sideways.
Oh, boy.
Just saying.
That is like his biggest pet peeve ever.
And granted, yeah, I know. I'm a camera guy. I'm a film guy. I'm an editor. I'm going to say that. That's my biggest pet peeve. Just turn the camera sideways.
I heard Michael Bay produced this.
Not enough explosion.
Now,
that's why there was fighting.
For those that did not hear this or haven't even seen anything like it, okay, here's the thing. This fight wasn't just between two people. This was between multiple people. To the point where it was so bad that people were knocked out. Now, for those watching on Ustream, you can see that there's a couple of people getting involved. One girl's getting involved with a guy trying to push him back and everything. There's a guy in the background with a green shirt and everything. Yeah.
I'm focusing on that guy right now.
Yeah.
It looks he's going to be entertaining.
Well, you know, I'm going to hit play here, and I'm just going to leave it running. But you can see there's a big number of people. A lot of people. And they're all like, oh, no, blah, blah, blah. They're going back and forth, left and right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wife beater. There you go.
Yeah, right. There's some wife. Believe me. Check this out. Here you go. You got one fight going. Guy in a red shirt and a tan shirt. And, I mean, they're slugging it out. Boom. They hit a tree. They're at the corner. Now, all of a sudden, five guys are on top of them.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a New Yorker. I've only been in two fights in my life. But I've never had anybody jump in. I've seen fights where people ganged up on people. I never had anybody have to jump in and help me. For a reason. I'm a big guy. I can hold my own.
Okay.
They are just wailing on the guy in the tan shirt. All of them.
Yeah.
Now, bodies are flying. There's a black guy there who is out cold on the ground. And you can see it. You can see that he's out cold on the ground. Completely out cold. And there's guys still beating on him. I mean, look. Let me see if I can get a good pause on that. There you go. He's out. That guy on the ground, he is out. What the hell did he ever do? He wasn't involved in anything until just now. Innocent bystander. But it gets worse. Okay, he's not even moving. These two are still beating on each other. At least the, you know, whoops. A couple of guys are checking on the other guy that got knocked out unconscious to see if he was okay. And the brawl is still going on. Kicked him in the head. And now another fight's breaking out. And now they're curb stomping them.
Wow.
Curb stomping them.
Damn.
Someone tell Ed Norton in American History X.
American History X Part 2.
Yeah. Now,
History of the World Part 2.
Before we get on to the rest of it, my question is, where are the cops? Because I'm sorry, this is a parade. All of Boston PD was out there. You know they were. Crowd control, right?
Right.
Yeah, let's keep going. Okay? Two guys out unconscious, one on the ground bleeding, one girl yelling and screaming. They pick the black guy up and they're moving him around to, you know, get him out of the way, which is stupid to begin with. Okay? But now, if you notice in the background, and the guy with the camera's running, there's another fight breaking out with more people. Another guy's knocked out. So far, we have three guys knocked out. These are adults. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I've been in a few fights. No one's ever gotten knocked out. I was always taught, if you're ever in a fight, hit first, hit hard. You're done. The guy can't get up, you're done.
Right.
Walk away. But then again, I'm also Irish, so it's knock him out, pick him up, wake him up, buy him a beer, fight's
Wait,
over.
Wait, O'Sullivan's Irish?
No, no, no.
I know that.
No, I've been called O'Sullivan before.
Yeah,
German?
Right.
No, yeah, O'Sullivan. Telemarketer. Is Mr. O'Sullivan there? Nope.
Click. Nope. I don't know Sullivan is, but
hung right up. Okay, let's go on. So now they're checking on that guy who's out cold, and there's a fight still going on. Now, a lot of people ran down the street. You got two guys don't even have anything to do with the original fight, fighting in the street. Boom. Now they're kicking the guy.
Jerkoff comes and kicks a guy randomly.
Punching him in the face, kicking him in the face multiple times, and then curb stomps his head.
Oh, my God.
Curb stomped his head. Now, mind you, this video really isn't the greatest of quality.
It's still pretty good quality.
Absolutely. Every single one of them can be arrested and thrown in jail for a very long time. No! And, of course, a girl goes and punches a guy because he just kicked the guy while he's down. And I mean, she punched him. Let me see if I can rewind that here.
That's my kind of chick.
Okay. So you got the guy that just got stirb comped. And if you can see my mouse on the Ustream.
Stirb comped?
Yeah, right. Whatever. Curb stomped. There we go.
That's what happens in South Boston.
Yeah, right. So you can see it. For those watching on Ustream, you can see that I'm circling the guy's head. And
that's
the girl,
Juicy McGee in the red.
There you go. Juicy McGee. So she's standing there. And see the guy and the wife beater. Now you can see I paused it like right before she's about to swing and hit the guy. Okay. That guy just kicked the guy while he's down. Okay.
Right.
So let's see if I can get this. Boom. Right in the face. And I mean, and that wasn't even a slap. That was a full closed fist punch.
Yeah.
And the guy stumbled back. So I'm like, see? And the worst part is, not one cop.
Dude, this kid's dead. Yeah, this kid's dead.
Okay. Worst part to do is crowd a guy when he's out cold. All right? Because there were multiple guys that were out cold. And don't get me wrong. I'm sure that a lot of it had to do because they were drunk.
Really? In Boston?
No, not at all. No. Completely sober. Completely sober. But at the same time, you had to have fun. Who cares? Who says what? Walk away. You're just going to make life a lot harder for yourself in the future. Because I guarantee you there were probably arrests made because of that fight.
Oh, I'm sure that there was.
More than likely.
Guarantee I mean, you.
That's kind of like the sad part about it. It's like it's a counterculture that kind of goes on in this country with a lot of things. And especially in cities like Boston, New York, Chicago, like the larger cities.
Yeah.
And you just get a bunch of who knows what started. I want to know what started that fight. Because it broke out, it didn't seem like there was any rationale to who was fighting who, and it was like maybe somebody says something about somebody's girl. I don't know what however it starts. Right. Next thing you know, you have like a and where are the cops? You know,
Well, that's the thing. Where were they?
And not one cop in sight.
That was a long time for not any cops to be there.
That was over, 2 minutes and 41 seconds of fighting and a crowd and not a cop. Nobody called the cops. Nobody had anyone nearby. And there's cops in every corner in Boston.
But we got video.
Yeah, you got plenty of video.
Got plenty of video. Right? According to this, from My Fox Boston, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said two people have been charged with connection to the large fight in Boston. Liam Brown, 23, of West Roxbury.
Drunk off his ass.
And Kiernan Boyle, 21.
Jesus Christ, Irish as hell.
Yeah, right? they were arrested following the fight in the area of 177 Milk Street. 177 Milk Street. Police said Brown reportedly kicked the head of a 25-year-old Revere man who was on the ground, which we saw.
Right.
Plenty of footage and evidence of that. And he was also accused of, both victims were taken to Massachusetts General Hospital to be treated. Brown and Boyle were charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. They were also ordered to stay away from the victims. Well, no shit.
That's why I stopped going to big cities, man. This stuff happens all the time. You can't account for idiots.
You will never see a fight like this in the middle of New York City.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. I was on St. Patty's Day 2 years ago. You know how many fights broke out in New York City?
That's
and St. there?
Patrick's Day. They're drunk Irish.
I've been plenty of places where fights break out. You got to talk about, like, New York City, 7 million people and all the gangs here and there. That stuff happens a lot, man.
Yeah.
You're talking about a fight that broke out in Boston and everything. Luckily, it wasn't in the middle of the parade where there's all these kids around, like little small children.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
I'm sure
there were kids around when it happened.
I didn't really see any kids. I kind of looked to see if there was kids because that's where I get concerned at a parade. But fights happen all the time. Look at every time a sports team wins, they set fire to their own city. Like, whether you're Detroit, whether people set fire when they win national championships in college and riot. Why would you riot when your team won? I don't understand that. I never understood that.
Honestly, I don't get it. And I know it's happened throughout history, but ugh. And I mean that, ugh. Because it's stupid. It's so stupid. Like, what is wrong with you? You know? This is the type of thing that makes people in this country not let their children go and do anything and become wimps and get suspended for doing the right thing and so on and so forth. This is the type of crap that has made this country probably the worst country ever when it comes to morale.
21st ranked democracy. There. I believe 24th.
See?
Ranked democracy?
Yep. There's actually a poll or a study that used...
Government-wise. It's basically based off the government.
It's based off the government and certain laws that are in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do that. Why not? I want to. Well, you can't. Yeah, I read an article not too long ago that a woman got arrested because her children were playing outside.
What?
Yes. Neighbor called the cops on her because her children were playing outside. I don't know about you guys, but when we were growing up, we were outside
all
day.
Yeah.
We had the greatest toy ever. Imagination. Water guns. Water balloons. Sticks that we made into guns.
Slingshots.
Games like Manhunt that you'd play for hours.
Your dad's old Hustler collection. Yeah.
There you go. Well, maybe for Adam anyway. Admitting something? Spent a little
I'm not going to lie. One of my childhood friends and the reason I went to his house was because his dad had a ton of old pornography.
Spent a little too much time. Spent a little too much time in private there.
In private, yeah.
Did you?
At Billy Fest.
Did you get the old pull and tug there?
Something like that.
Did you have to be in the bathroom for quite some time?
It wasn't quite some time. I mashed it pretty quickly. I was a savant, some would say.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't understand shit like that. It's all stupid people. And to be honest, the younger they are, because most of these fights now are all in their 20s. You know, we're all getting up to our 30s, or we're in our 30s, and we just don't care. You want to start a fight with me? Fine, start a fight with me. See what happens, and we'll be done with it. Because
come at him, bro.
Yeah,
come at me, bro.
Come on, bro.
I think, yeah, I definitely think it's funny when you get older. As you say, like, Punchy, how old are you?
30.
I say, so we're all in our 30s.
Yeah, we're all in our 30s.
In the 30 mark. Danielle just recently hit it.
And you and I are the oldest.
We're the oldest. But I think you definitely get to a point where you start to mature and start realizing that, like, that stuff is not worth it. Like, I stopped going to clubs that are jam-packed full of, like, 1,000 people.
Well, Adam, like, even you know, because we've gone to bleachers together plenty of times and, you know, during the games, and there'd be a ton of fans there, and next thing you know, there's cops in the parking lot because they're a bunch of kids fighting, you know? And
exactly.
We were all in our early 20s then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a matter of your age, and I think everybody goes through it, but today's day and age is definitely more, you know, they're more violent, and they don't think about stuff as much until they hit older, and some of these kids won't get to see 30 because the way they conduct themselves, they're gonna end up in jail, and
sure,
and the way things are. So I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's scary.
I'm not
that
saying we're getting old.
Yeah, it's scary that the generations that are coming up are gonna at some point run the country. But I hope. I'm pretty sure at one point my parents said the same thing about me when I was like 18.
Yeah, right.
They're probably like, oh my God, please don't be leaving this country ever.
I'm surprised I survived to 16. And then after that, it was every year my parents were renewing my option. And I went, sweet, I'm still alive.
It really comes down to like parent. I really do think it comes down to parenting. And like, you know, sometimes you luck out, you just get good kids. But
sure, absolutely.
It's really, you just got to focus on being good parents. And a lot of these kids, that, especially in these inner cities and bigger cities.
Yeah.
Their parents aren't
exactly. That's because
their
kids having kids.
That's the problem is like.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is, oh, we don't want these people to have kids, but we won't give them free birth control or, you know, have their tubes tied. Because I have a friend, she's got a friend who's basically very low income and everything like that, but she keeps having kids, and she wants to get her tubes tied, but they will not do it. Like, they will not do anything like that.
And then they throw a show on 16 and pregnant and make the girls look beautiful, and, you know, they're all rich now because of the show. Of course they're going to go out and have kids.
Oh, only one of them is rich.
Oh, the Teen Mom one?
Yeah, or whatever that is.
That's because she did a porno.
Yeah, I did see the porn. I did see the porn this past week, or 2 weekends ago. Somebody showed it to me. I didn't know who the hell she was. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, she's attractive, but.
She's fake.
I wouldn't put $4 million. Somebody tell me that they paid $4 million for her to do a porno. I was like, no way. No way. I'm good.
Well, her boyfriend was a porn star, so yeah, that's why they did it.
That's awesome.
Literally and figuratively, Sully.
There he is.
All right, let's do this.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Yay.
Only because we haven't done it in quite some time, and I want to do this. So this one is for November 4th. Do you want to be the judge or Miss Arizona?
I'm going to go with the judge. I don't like
go
being
with the
Miss
judge?
Anything.
All right.
You can get the judge on 360 and 4th. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Read the bottom there. What does it say underneath all the dialogue there?
During a Miss America, during a Miss USA pageant.
Okay, so it's during the Miss USA pageant. And go.
Should the U.S. have universal health care as a right of citizenship?
This is going to sound really good. Now, this is Miss Arizona. I think this is an issue.
Miss New Jersey right now. Is it Miss New Jersey?
Yeah. From Jersey. From Joysy. I think this is an issue of integrity, regardless of which end of political spectrum that I stand on. I was raised in a family to know right from wrong and politics. Whether or not you fall in the middle, the left or the right, it's an issue of integrity, no matter what your opinion is, and I say that with the utmost conviction.
Can I see that?
Sure can.
I say again, should the U.S. have universal health care as a right of citizenship? Seriously?
as number three.
It'd be funny if they were like, how do you feel about immigration, Miss Arizona? Too soon? Too soon?
No, it's never too soon.
Well, you know, I'm a real maverick and everything, so I think about mavericky stuff when I think about healthcare, and I'm just going to be mavericky about
it. G-golly?
Yeah.
G-golly.
Gosh darn it. Gee willikers.
You think they would like... These girls should have to take an IQ test before they represent their state. I think if your state is like 40th ranked, you just have to score within that 40th ranked percentile because you get like it's a handicap. So if you came from that state, but if like you're Connecticut and you're higher on the education scale, you need to score higher to represent your state. So it works out.
Hey, did she win Miss Universe last night?
I don't know who won. I didn't know. Didn't Miss Universe get won by the Indian lady? She was. Like already?
No, they were doing Miss Universe.
What was recently?
Yeah, it was last night.
Recently, Miss
Universe. I never do that.
I'll look it up right now.
All right, I don't.
Look that up because I know Connecticut was representing big time.
I know.
All right, this is for the fifth. This is an actual headline in the Enfield Advertiser
Miss
in the UK.
Miss Venezuela.
Oh, Miss Venezuela. Oh,
she does look very hot. She does look very, very hot. I mean, way out of my league, but very, very hot.
Dude, they're all out of your league.
Hey. I'm just one bad decision and multiple breakups in their life away from dating one of these girls. Okay? One bad decision. And perhaps a drink that is slightly illegal in some countries. Okay? Not all.
Heard it here first, folks. Slightly illegal.
Slightly.
Didn't happen.
As long as it's okay in Amsterdam.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
It's not my fault.
Or is it?
Yeah, Jinxing it to you, relax.
Punchy, nice pictures of the Boston Brawl, by the way. Love it. Okay, this is an actual headline in the Enfield Advertiser in the UK. Whoever wins election will take a knife to our public services. Oh, sorry. That's the way it's supposed to sound. Because it's not public, it's pubic.
Wait,
what
I'm
did
sorry.
I just come in on?
The headline.
All right, time now to let her rip on the Fox 25 Morning News. Bit of a
head-scratching
situation here out of North Andover. VB joining us.
What is this?
That was me, apparently.
Oh.
The
Weird.
Sully effect.
And close.
This is the Sully effect.
No, it's this.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully effect.
Hi, JT.
Hey, it's JT from way back when. I feel like we're traveling back in time.
Where's Eric?
No.
Gonna go back in time.
Sound check!
I've got something to tell you. No, Michael Jackson, or Michael J. Fox, I've got something to tell you.
You're going to be a shaky mess when you get older, Michael J. Fox.
Your signature is going to be
Let me guess,
awesome.
Shaken and not stirred?
Maybe.
And that's just a signature pad.
Maybe.
Why is Michael J. Fox always waving at me? Damn it. How good is Huey Lewis in the News? Seriously.
Awesome.
Like, did
awesome.
You realize? I actually got a greatest hits album from them. From, like, my dad had it, and I borrowed it and burned it. I didn't realize how many number one hits he actually had. Like, Huey Lewis, like, ruled the 80s and soundtracks.
No.
Dude, he had, like, 15 huge hits I didn't know was even Huey Lewis. I'm like, that's Huey Lewis? No shit.
Wow. I can see that. Groove it. That's right. What?
I think next year we should dress up like Back to the Future. You should be
Doc. I'm game. I'm Marty.
You should be Doc.
No, I'm Marty.
I'm Marty!
Doc! Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
I think Punchy should be Biff.
Biff. Hello, McFly.
Oh,
McFly, hello.
Hello, anybody home? Think, McFly, think.
Make like a tree and get out of here. I don't cool. looking up like Jack Swagger to be Biff Tannen.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so yeah, the headline is actually whoever wins election will take a knife to our pubic services.
Hey, I'm all for a candidate that makes sure that girls keep it trimmed, all right? Let's take a knife and keep that thing trimmed. Whether it's a nice patch, a pizza, a slice of pizza, whatever you want to do with it. Let's keep this system.
A slice of pizza?
Yeah, like the triangle shape where it's a slice of pizza.
Right. All right. This is for the 6th. Just because we got to finish this up. This is official designations for the month of November. You ready?
Yeah. Movember.
National Impotency Month.
Nice. I don't think anyone should get a month for that. I don't think they can keep up with the month.
November 1st through the 7th. National Fig Week. Yep.
Fig Newtons must have sold a lot during that time.
That was in Boston.
Yeah.
November 4th. National Medical Science Liaison Awareness and Appreciation Day.
Say that 5 times fast.
No, I can't. It's bad enough I said it once. And November 15th, National Bunt Pan Day. Bunt as in B-U-N-D-T.
Bunt Pan Day.
Not sure why that's necessary.
I think we can get a National Subway Day up in there.
I don't know why it's necessary to say that. Oh, you said bunt.
Bunt.
Yes, I like
Susan
it in the
Bean.
Bunt. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, would you like a bunt cake?
A bunt cake would be very nice.
Yes.
All
I
right.
like bunt and also like Tanith.
See what I did there? Ooh.
Up, cops are coming.
Shit.
I gotta go, guys.
Hide the meth.
by the way, just because I want to freaking do this. Hold on. I gotta find it here. Here we go. This is for next Friday for you guys. Just so you know. Who's in the chat? Should be all Greece. Just saying, Hammy. Just saying. Just putting it out there. All right. November 7th. I'm going to keep the music going. This is a police blotter item in the Union Democrat in Sonora, California. 9:36 p.m. Dun, dun, dun. Copperopolis. Reporting party states his goat herd has been stolen. It happened sometime today. States he should have known something was up because this morning, one of his goats kept looking at him funny, like something was wrong. Report taken, Buckboard Drive. Go.
The goat was looking at him like something was wrong. Yeah. He's probably like, I gotta tell you something. I'm pregnant.
Right.
It's yours. The test came back.
16 and bah.
All right, this is for Friday, November 8th. This is sportscaster Clive Tildesley. I hope I pronounced that right. T-Y-L-D-E-S-L-E-Y. Clive Tildesley.
Tildesley apart. Got it.
Right. There's worries about the position of his groin at the moment.
Positions of his groin? I think that goes with National Impotency Month. I think that kind of goes hand in hand.
Unless I'm reading that wrong, for those up on Ustream, there's worries about the position of his groin at the moment.
Is this why they're going to put him on the IR list?
Maybe.
Apparently his groin is in a real rapey position. We don't want to take any chances. Does that go hand in hand with the goat farmer? I feel like that could go... interchanging that story.
D just sent a tweet out.
I did. I hope it
is
worked.
She twatting over there?
She's tweeting. Come join our chat room and watch the coolest show ever, and I will read your tweet live on air. Good job, girl.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug for us. I like it.
We don't have anything trending yet. We have yet to get a trending thing. Have we? Because we didn't get the John McCain thing trending. I looked it up.
We almost did.
Oh, we were so close.
Well, we'll get something trending. Don't worry.
We will. We'll start.
We got time. This one's for yesterday, November 9th. Actual clothing stores in Japan and El Salvador. Uncle Meat. Yeah, Uncle Meat. Yep.
Wait, that's a clothing store name?
Supposedly.
Uncle Meat.
Uncle Meat.
Big Johnson Clothing meets Uncle Meat.
Where's little Jimmy when we need him? White trash charms Japan.
What?
What is it, PBR cans?
Yep, white trash charms Japan.
Has it got a wife beater, a restraining order hanging from your charm?
It got the charm from just three menthols.
Wait. I got a new thing to trend on Twitter. White trash charms are things that are white trash charms.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
A long tweet. Things that are white trash.
No, just charms. Put hashtag white trash charms.
Okay.
A John Cena action figure.
JT's teeth.
Hulk Hogan sweatband.
An Ultimate Warrior t-shirt.
The dueling banjos.
Anything related to Walmart. An affiliated Walmart stuff.
Car.
All right, the last store. Carrion. Carrion.
I don't know why that's funny.
It's not. The white trash charms Japan was better. Ooh. All right, this is the last one before we go on break. This is for today. Family Fortune. Would you like to be the contestant?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking up the white trash thing.
Everybody's going to be the contestant here. Here is the topic. Name a famous historical heroine. Adam?
You said heroin.
Yes, I did.
Damn it, I was going to say
I'm going to go with Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, okay. D?
Black Tar.
Greg?
Black Tar?
Well, that's cool to see.
What's your name, Heisenberg? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to go with William S. Burroughs, Injectable Muse.
Well, at least you didn't say Susan Dean.
No, because nothing would make her creative.
Exactly. The contestant said Winston Churchill.
I think people need to go back to school and realize what heroin, the word heroin means.
Wow.
Yeah, like that implies, not even going by the street term. We're going by, it implies female.
Screw like you guys. Said, I'm going to get heroin with my mom. Yeah.
He could have, this person could have said Amelia Earhart, Joan of Arc.
Yeah, you would like to think that.
But no, they just said, what?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, so that's our stupid calendar for today. And we're going to go to break because I need to rest my voice for at least 5 minutes or so. But when we come back, we got the best of Craigslist. We got the dumbass of the week. And I'll also talk about the calendar I designed for a little bit, as well as Punchy's last stand-up comedy gig that he did last week, which is fantastic. And Punchy is actually celebrating right now because it looks like the 49ers just scored.
No, that was for the mention of the show.
Oh, for the mention of the show. Oh, okay.
49ers
okay.
Play at 4.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. So when we come back, we'll go all over that. And yeah, you're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back, I promise.
Sully's dropping the Cosby kids off at the pool. So stay tuned for this musical interlude.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Tuesday nights on More Like Radio, it's the show about beer that apparently everybody is talking about.
He has his own show.
No, he doesn't.
He has a podcast.
What, prove it?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Because it's a show on our network.
Alcohol by Volume.
No.
Who does the show?
Atticus.
Atticus, why does that sound
Because he's the guy that syncs up our audio when we screw it up.
Kevin, great at video, horrible at everything else in his life.
Well, yeah, because Atticus was a fan, and then he became a staff person, and then he became a show host. Very integrated with us. I mean, he has a More Like Radio t-shirt.
He sounds great. We should get him to host a show.
He does have
a station.
He does have a show. It's called Alcohol by Volume.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Steve, do you think you could say this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like a competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc. Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful as that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh. fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne through the audio bits.
Mark Out Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the
apocalypse. Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Yes, a little bit of Imagine Dragons right here for you folks. Wahaha!
I like you like this band.
It's a good song. I like it.
I heard this song like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It really hit the radio, and I was like really into it, and then the radio hit it, and it killed.
Of course, because, you know, regular radio
KC
kills
101,
everything.
I appreciate your three songs you have on your playlist, two of which are Miley Cyrus, and one is a Taylor Swift, and
And Robin Thicke.
Yeah, and Katy Perry. Seriously, their
Blurred Lines
is basically a 14-year-old girl. I could be a DJ. Not saying, I'm not saying anything against you, I know everything. But
no, it's true, man.
My iPhone, I can put it down and probably have a bigger playlist.
It's true.
It's sad.
So, do you guys want some score updates?
Yeah. Sure. Give us the score. Let me.
Giants are losing 7-0.
Yes, they are. After fumbling the opening kickoff and letting the Raiders get the ball within 10. Buffalo and Pittsburgh are tied 0-0. Cincinnati, Baltimore, also 0-0. Same with Seattle and Atlanta. They're tied at 0. St. Louis is winning 7-0 over Indianapolis. We just mentioned Oakland beating the Giants by 7 right now. Chicago is winning by 7 against Detroit. Philadelphia and Green Bay tied at 0. And then Jacksonville is beating the Titans 7-0.
Wow.
Jacksonville winning a game. This might be their first lead they've had in a game all season. Not sure yet.
No, they've had a lead or two before. I think it was like a field goal, and
This is the first 7-point lead they've had.
They're clowning for Clowney. That's what they're doing. Or they're going to Teddy Bridgewater. Either way.
Yeah, no, they're going to blow it for Bridgewater.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading some of these White Trash Charms tweets here.
Oh, aren't they awesome? I decided to go with Charms and not Charm.
Yeah, no, there's tons of them. Rated JRO on Twitter. Been rocking the White Trash Charms. Prince on the 45 for a while now.
There's tons. Woohoo!
My toe-shoe pendant in silver. And they're actually posting pictures, which is pretty cool, on Instagram. So, hey, you never know. Maybe we can get this to trend. Hashtag White Trash Charms.
Exactly.
I have to see if we can get the Twitter feed going. Now my phone's going off like crazy.
Uh-oh.
It's the Twitters on the internet.
It's the twatters.
Yeah, it's the
damn twatters.
It's
you twatters. Kids and your twatter.
Dolly Parton nipples. White Trash Charms. Greg, good one.
Greg's one was great. Miley Cyrus's uterus, White Trash Charms. That was, that had me laughing.
Dignity had me laughing, but she doesn't have dignity, so that's not really something.
It's just a figment.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Oh, dude. All right. Here's what you need to do. Do the hashtag for the White Trash Charms and put the link for morelikeradio.com/live. Because maybe we'll get some people in here, which will be awesome. And while you're doing that, I'm going to get ready for the best of Craigslist. But while we do that, Punchy, my man.
Yes, sir.
Tell us all about your stand-up that you did last week.
Well, this is the room that I usually film at, Tierney's Tavern in Montclair, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I film here because usually it's a crowd. It's not an open mic, which I film, but I don't post just because of the fact that, I mean, let's face it, comedians don't really like to laugh at other comedians. They're usually just either shitty about stuff or they're just too busy concentrating on their own notes. I mean, I know that because I've even done it. So, I film it at this place. It's, you know, pretty good reaction. And it's a good gauge of how I'm, like, progressing at it.
Right.
You know? So, it'll be, even if I have a bad set there, I'll post it. I just, you know, don't care. I'm not one of those guys who likes to just make themselves only look good. If I have a shitty set, I'll put it up there. But, yeah, I went there. I mean, like, I had a couple last-minute guest cancellations, which was always fun to tell the person who runs the show that, yes, people were committed, but then they backed that last minute.
Yeah, it usually happens.
Yeah, I got a few bucks for it. I mean, not as much as I would have gotten if people, actually went there, but I got, $5.
Hey, you know what? It's still money.
Hashtag comedy.
the life of a comedian.
Actually, one of the guys on the show, his name's Josh G, and he had a fantastic set.
You guys are killing my phone right now.
Oh, what? You want it trending?
You can't ask us to do something.
I love it.
And then bam.
No, you guys, I love it. You guys are killing my phone right now. I love it.
This guy, Josh G, he's one guy that I'm going to particularly point out because he killed it. Like, he crushed.
Yeah.
He had a great bit about how the Tootsie Roll Pop commercials brainwash kids, and about how now kids started doing the three licks and then biting it off.
Yeah.
And it ends with, like, the same thing probably would have happened if the owl put it up his ass instead. Like, they could have done that, and then he ended it with, and then he throws a shitty stick at the kid. It was great, and he, like, he had a...
She's snorting. She's freaking snorting at Twitter.
Something must be good.
He also had... there was a something that he added last minute because he was telling me a story about how he did such a convincing British accent at a bar that he actually made a girl at the bar think that he was a British guy, and then he said, oh, want to hear my American accent, did his actual voice, and people were amazed because they thought it was a British guy doing an American accent.
Right.
Not a guy doing a British accent, then going to his real accent for a second. And it worked. And then, I went up a little
Giants
beforehand.
Touchdown.
Who cares?
You should. You're playing the Raiders. I went up. I actually had a really good set. There was one little thing with one of the comics. They had a friend up front who during the show said they were, admitted that they were gay. And with some of the material, I was like, all right, I can play off on this.
Right.
So I do the thing, and there's one part where I say hobo, but when I was practicing it, I the pronunciation sounded close, but you could have thought either way between hobo and homo. and
whoops.
I don't know if it's set like it. I don't know if I had that kind of pronunciation at the show, but I thought I did. So I went to the guy. I'm like, I said hobo. I didn't mean that. That kind of that old gag.
Right.
And then the friend of this guy goes up a little later and was like, oh yeah, no, I heard Mike Falcone talk. Like, I think he was saying something like gay people smell like cat pee, and I'm like, no, that's not what I said at all. Either completely missed the point of that interaction there, or just didn't miss the point and just wanted to tailor it to go around one of her jokes. which was kind of annoying.
Yeah, I could see that being annoying. I mean, but at the same time, you know, you're a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of have a little bit of leeway here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not a big issue. Just I was like, all right, well, either you didn't get the point at all, or because even someone else was like, yeah, that didn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, I want to play some of your stand up here for the Ustream and everything. What would be the best part of the set from last week? Because it's a 9-minute video, and we can't do all 9 minutes because we still got to do the best of Craigslist and the dumbass and so on and so forth. So what would be the best part to show and let everybody hear?
Wow.
I know you got to pick apart your own stuff. Doesn't that suck?
I know. Like, I usually don't even watch the videos afterwards because I do this. Well, I usually go to open mics, and that's my way of picking apart what I do.
Right.
Is right after I do it. Wow. I'm trying to remember which thing. I don't know what the time mark is, but
Craig is blowing up my phone. I love it. Keep it going.
He's blowing up your phone?
Yes, he's blowing up my phone.
Just pick a spot. Pick a spot.
All right. Let's
get a sample.
Yeah, we'll just get a sample here.
Too random.
Okay, because she's a bit of a troller. Those who know, you know, one time I crashed my car for the second time. Not the same car, two different cars. I'm 2 for 2 in destroying vehicles. So while I had the car, I got the insurance, got collision, because I crashed the last one. Figure I'll at least get some money for it next time I crash it. That's how confident I was in my driving. She goes, no, you can't afford it, don't do the collision. I take the collision off, crash the car. First thing she says, well, why didn't you put collision on it? You just fucked yourself out of money. Oh, God.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. Never take collision off your car.
Yeah.
Ever.
Wow, that was the one thing that I kind of wasn't a fan of me doing, like when I did it, after I did it.
You didn't really get a good reaction out of them.
No, I didn't. Like the next day when I try this, that whole topic again, I cut that out.
I see. Let's skip ahead here. Let's see.
Thing about like,
let's see.
Yeah, that did not sound good. But if you go a little later, there's a bit about like an afterlife thing. I can't remember where exactly it is, but it's close to the end.
Okay. I'm at the 7-minute mark here. Let's try this.
While I'm at it, with this build, only 2 positions are possible. Both have the word cowgirl. It's gotten to the point where I'm so concerned for the well-being of the girl that if I dream that I'm on top of her, I think she just feels like she's being laying under a heavy couch. And I'm just not good at being sexy. When I sext, I plagiarize. Because if it was up to me to make it up, it would just be, again, awkward and just a clear lack of knowledge being shown. And with that, I'm going to point out, though, that I have been trying to get smaller. I've actually, in the last half year, lost about 80 pounds.
And you look great, dude. You look great.
Thank you, but that line actually baits them into the next thing that I say.
Sweet, let's go.
Here's a buck, though. But think about it. 80 pounds got me to this. If you took 80 floors off of Sears Tower, it's still a skyscraper. All right? I've been doing yoga. I'm gonna end on this. I've been doing a mannish yoga, which still doesn't make it any better. Now, is it feminine if half the positions make you look like you're doing a twerking video? I'm going to leave you on that. My name is Mike Falcone. You've been TMI. Give it up for Nick.
Half the positions make you look like you're in a twerking video. I love it. There's a white trash charm for you. Twerking.
Twerking. I there was stuff that I wasn't able to do that night either.
Right.
Because I was supposed to, I got the light at 8 minutes.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so maybe not even 8 minutes. I'm not sure. Like, So there's a lot of stuff. When I did the whole like weight thing, there was supposed to be a middle part.
But you got the light.
So, which I got to do the next Tuesday at an open mic, and hopefully I get to do it when I'm actually filming. But,
that'd be cool.
And there's a couple other things that I cut out that I actually added the next night. But so, like, I started pretty well. That part with like the insurance thing, it was put, like, an ender for the thing that I was opening with.
Right.
That didn't it didn't go so great, and then I took it off. I believe I had something about priorities.
Okay.
Like in life in general. That is, some parts went all right, so, you know, some parts, whatever. And then there was the afterlife thing, which I think was when the stuff that I had done before but only did small tweaks to,
right,
which was like the last half of my set, were the things that went the best, like went over the best. So I finished strong, which is better than finishing with a little eh.
But, I would have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Again, like I do a bit about how when people like die, if someone believes in afterlife, are they like as is, or are they refurbished like you use the appliance?
Oh, shit.
And my main two examples are Angelina Jolie and Roger Ebert. So draw your own conclusions there.
Nice. Very nice. Why is that not showing up? Oh, shit. I just fucked things up. Damn it. I hate when I do that. Keep going. But yeah, no, dude. I'm glad that you're stepping out. You're trying to get into the comedy range, I guess you could say. You know? It's a good thing.
Yeah,
how drunk did you have to get to go up there?
Because
I did that once at a bet, and like an amateur night, and I was just wasted. I came in second place. I don't know how the hell I came in second place, but I was wasted.
I actually don't even at all in general, but when I did, I wouldn't before a set.
Really?
Not even to get yourself kind of loosed up and just kind of relaxed. Because obviously it's got to be like, you know, even if you're comfortable talking around people, it's different when you're trying to get a laugh out of them, or it's not going as well, or it's going pretty decent.
I would have to be drunk.
I feel like I'd have to just have something to just kind of relax me and not be so, I don't know, paranoid of whether or not I'm doing well or not.
Not even for that.
Huh.
So
I give him credit.
Yeah, me too.
See, I don't know what the hell's funny. I just laugh. I really don't. I don't know. I could never do stand-up. That's why I do radio and TV and film. It's easier.
I'm kind of more like in the moment kind of thing. Like, I don't think I could sit down and write down like a set and be like, oh, this is funny. Because I feel like, kind of like he says, like, I don't find what I say funny. I very rarely will say something and make myself laugh, where some people can do that.
Right.
I would never be able to do that. I think it's more of like in the moment, and you'd have to like, oh, yeah, that was funny. I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, what did I say?
I got to have a recorder around and shit.
What was that, huh? What?
Yeah. Oh, man, though. Like, yeah, it was, you know, it was a good, especially considering I had a four-month layoff, but and I'm going to start going to more a little more often, especially once I get a car.
Right.
It wasn't as good. That wasn't as good as my, like, it was still, like, I have not many complaints about that set, except for that the first really go over well, and I'm either going to retool or just drop it completely. But, actually, I didn't drop it completely Tuesday. I took out the story and then just brought up the car, you know, the crash in the second car.
All right, makes sense.
I kind of tightened that up already, and it worked much better.
Excellent. My mouse just froze.
Uh-oh.
My whole computer just froze.
Double uh-oh.
Big time. Punchy, are you there? Oh, that's not good. What the
Punchy,
hell just happened?
Hello. Let me check the chat room.
Oh. My. What the hell
what
just
happened?
What
the fuck is a Duck Dynasty hobblehead?
I said bobblehead.
And posted hobblehead.
Whoa!
Oh, crap.
What?
My entire computer just went gray.
Oh, shit. I didn't do it. She's of age.
My entire computer just went gray.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
No, it's not. Good thing I'm still recording audio. Whoa, I just lost all the video. That sucks.
That all does right, suck.
Hold on a minute here. Hold on, Daniel. Hang on a minute, Punchy. My entire computer just reset on me.
Oh.
So I'll call you back. Hold on, okay?
All right.
Wow. That sucked.
Me okay now?
No. But at least I'm still recording that, which is perfectly fine, because we could still keep the show going. Wow,
that's weird. Oh, I hear an echo.
Really?
Yeah.
Of me?
No. Oh.
Yeah, my whole computer just reset on me. That's the weirdest thing ever. Which means I just lost all of the video for today's show.
That sucks.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me. You know, at least I got the audio. That's fine. But now I don't know if we'll be able to get back on the feed at all. I don't even know if we're still on the feed, to be honest with you.
There's no one in the chat room. I still hear an echo of myself.
Well, I would let you know what's going on if I knew.
Weird.
Yeah. Tell me about it. The call quality, we'll cancel that because, let's face it, the call quality sucks either way. Wow, I have never had my computer reset like that before. Ever. And according to this, things are still recording.
Huh.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Right now, I'm just waiting for everything to kick back up. You know, my starter didn't even come up. My mail hasn't even come up yet. Cam Twist is loading up. I honestly don't know if we're still broadcasting live right now.
I just asked the chat room, but I don't think there's anybody in there.
I don't know.
Those bastards.
Actually, Adam, if you click live, we should be able to find out if we're on or not. Just turn and then turn the volume up, and we should be able to know if we're live or not.
We're live.
But I don't know. I don't know if we're live. I've honestly, this has never happened to me ever.
I've said that before. Don't worry. You'll get it going.
All my programs are up and running still, which is perfectly fine. I just don't know if I'm actually broadcasting live or not.
Well, the video isn't. I'm clicking for the audio now.
Okay. I don't think it is.
It is. I can hear you.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No, they're playing last week.
Yeah, that's last week's.
Yeah.
That was last week's that just kicked in. So the good thing is we're still recording, but I'm going to need help getting back online, which is really going to suck because we only have 30 minutes left and we still got to do the best of. So
we can wait to do that.
Well, we still got to do the dumbass of the week too. So I want to make sure that I get everything up and running. Let me get Punchy here.
Do you want me to call somebody or?
I think Mitch is really the only one that can get us back online. So let me see what's going on with that first.
Okay.
And we're pretty much done with the Google Hangout. So let me get Punchy back here. And we'll go from there. Because even now, I honestly don't even know if the video is still recording or not. But you know what? We still got the audio.
The show must go on.
That's on a separate computer, so we're doing good. We're just, you know, for those that are going to listen to this on podcast, sorry. Something screwed up. I don't know what. But hey, you know what? It happens. all right, I got the best of Craigslist back up. And this is just weird. This is really weird.
Yeah, this has never happened.
This is the ultimate Sully effect.
Yeah. It is. It is the ultimate Sully effect. Make sure you talk into the microphone. We're still recording.
I will.
Butthead.
I'm trying to get us trending.
You're trying to get us trending?
I'm working on this stuff.
Are you drinking a beer or a soda?
This would be a Budweiser, my dear.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Are you still doing the white trash thing?
Wait, what's a teen pregnancy test? What's the difference between a pregnancy test and a teen pregnancy test?
That's a good question.
No, I just kind of...
And why do you know about that?
If you're a teen, it's white trash.
Yeah, if you're a teen, it's white trash. That's what it means.
Okay.
A teen pregnancy test. White trash.
All right. I got to try.
Thank you, Greg, for understanding what I meant by that.
Yeah. No problem. You still can't borrow Lindsay.
You son of a bitch.
You bastard.
We connected.
You leave my Lindsay alone.
That doesn't mean you're connecting with my blow-up doll.
We had an unspoken connection, mostly because she can't speak. But there was a connection there.
That's what's good about her. She never talks back.
She doesn't.
Her mouth's only open for the right reasons.
Now I just found a new one. Blow-up dolls. White trash charms.
There you go.
Boobs are big enough.
I want her a little more firmer.
Too firm.
All right.
Looks like somebody's been doing their Kegels.
Looks like that gym membership's really paying off.
Oh, man. She's a flotation device, too.
She's a lifesaver. She really is.
All my sperm flow in her.
Oh!
Wow.
That's what that smell
Hey, you
is.
Guys, Lindsay and Danielle both have something in common.
Whoops.
Oh, man.
It's like pregnancy roulette.
What if Danielle comes in one day? She's like, Greg, I got something to tell you. And like, oh, God. Like, I'm pregnant, and so is Lindsay. Like, oh, my God, white trash charms. Hashtag.
Oh, white trash charms doing it.
You end up going on Jerry Springer. We're here with Greg, Danielle, and Lindsay.
I told you to leave my boyfriend alone,
you whore.
I take a pin.
First time on the show, someone's been murdered with a pin.
We should so totally do that.
Be like, we also have other news. Greg, we didn't want to tell you this, but we also found out we did a blood test. Lindsay is your biological sister.
Like, oh no.
Oh no.
That would just make me feel so deflated.
I don't think you could blow it up anymore.
Godzilla would not be around after that.
I think we have a new skit for you to record. Like a Jerry Springer episode with awkward.
Dude, let's
do
it.
Like a blow up doll. They come out there super white trash. Super white trash people.
Yeah, let's
like,
do it.
Like,
think
of the most white trash situations we could think of to be on Jerry Springer.
I'm all for it. All right, let me, I gotta get Skype back up here now.
Skype. Were we recording that?
All the audio's being recorded for all those.
Oh, that's an awesome best of.
For all those wonderful people who were listening live and then went, hey, what happened? So I apologize for that, everybody. We're working on getting it fixed right now. Let me get Punchy on the line here. And we'll get Punchy up and running, and we'll get him back here, and everything will be great. And continue recording on that. Hopefully, the original recording that I just have will save to the computer. I won't know until it happens. Punchy, can you do me a favor? Can you send anybody a message so we can get back on the feed?
Yeah, me.
Because I can't right now because the replay is playing and I need help. That's how I roll. And then as soon as I'm able to, we'll go from there.
Deshaun Jackson's got me 20 points already. He was only projected 13.14. Whoop, whoop.
Right. Whatever.
Sorry, I was having a fantasy football moment.
Wait, who'd you say?
Well, sorry.
Deshaun Jackson.
God. Psh, whatever.
Psh, whatever. I'm texting the Russian.
You what?
Dennis.
Ah, gotcha.
De vele de visterni de eco and the
words. Right. All he's got to do is say, here you go. And I go, okay.
Because
he should be available for us to do that.
So, D, sorry about JPP. Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Wait, what happened to JPP?
He may have broken his collarbone.
Aw, fuck. Juh.
Wow, that was horrible.
Yeah, it was. I tried really hard.
That was really horrible. Wow.
Oh, I want to see that play. What happened?
I guess he got a... It was on a sack.
Ish.
Bummer.
It's never a good place.
And I got black screen.
Wow, Nick Foles already just urinating all over the Packers.
I'm so pissed off. I tried to pick up Nick Foles in free agency on ESPN. It wouldn't allow me to do it. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I've got Kaepernick starting, and I've got Foles as my backup just because, I mean, last time I benched Kaepernick for someone else, Kaepernick had a huge game against Tennessee, and Jay Cutler got hurt early in the game and didn't play the rest of it. So.
Bummer.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Bummer. So, you know, maybe I can parlay a trade out of Nick Foles, though.
Parlay?
Parlay! Our matey parlay on the seven seas.
Parlay?
Parlay.
Oh. Parlay.
Parlay.
If nothing comes from the Western Nick, I will post it to Mitch.
What the hell is that?
I'm trying to get it all back up, so I like I said, I apologize, folks. But we're getting there.
Where is he? Where's just to mature? I guess I'm gonna have to.
There we go. Okay, we're back on Ustream. So sorry about that, folks. I apologize. I honestly have no idea what the hell went on. We are working on getting the audio feed, but for those that are still trying to tune in or whatever, and we lost you, I'm sorry. But while we're waiting for the on-air feed to kick back in for us, D, we're going to go over the best of the Craigslist so we can keep the ball rolling. Again, for all those that are watching on Ustream, you'll be able to see it no problem. And, yeah, it'll be really good, hopefully. Hopefully.
That's no problemo for the rest of you.
No problemo.
Yes, no problemo. No
I'm
problemo.
Vibrating.
So uh-oh. Am I. What a coincidence.
Use vibrators. White dress.
Oh, it was Adam who vibrated.
Of course it was.
You have him up.
I have him up, but for some reason...
I'll just read him.
It's not coming up the way it's supposed to. And I don't know why. So we're kind of just going to wing it for now. But,
all right, so this one has a picture of aluminum foil.
Yeah, tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
Charm.
The title is Uncertain Tinfoil.
Oh, wait, I didn't do this. Hold on. I got to do this. Hold on.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully effect.
Not really, but we're getting
there. We never recover.
No, we don't.
So this roll of tinfoil is a vital joy to work with. Due to its indecision regarding the nature of its unraveling. At times, it sprouts ribbons, shiny ribbons of joy, efficient for wrapping cat paws, chewing, falling into pellets, and inserting in the inner ear. When yes. All you really want to do is cover some damn Tupperware. It's a joy. Location Hubble. It is not okay to contact this poster with services and other commercial interests.
Aluminum foil. White trash charms.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
So yeah, aluminum foil, uncertain tin foil.
I feel like the only people that would utilize that is, again, white trash and or conspiracy theorists who think aliens are about to invade.
Are you sure?
I'm running out of aluminum foil. I need aluminum foil. Come on.
Come on, help us out. Help us out.
You run out of aluminum foil because the conspiracy theorist in the house made a hat with it, the rest of it?
Yeah.
Well.
I feel like they always need a bigger hat.
They always make bigger hats.
Exactly.
There you
it's
go.
It's protected from the Illuminati.
I want to make a white trash, like a mullet hat out of aluminum foil.
A mullet
we
hat?
We should all
mullet
do
hat.
A white trash show where we all wear something just really white trash.
We need to get JT involved in that.
Oh, God. I mean, he's the king of white trashville.
Well, he needs to request 2 weeks off.
We should get
him a mayor of
white trashville, like sash, to wear in the show.
That would be awesome. All right, D, what's our next one here?
So this next one is titled, yeah, the sex, but it was your fault.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? Because it kind of like got a little. What was that again? The title?
Yeah, lousy sex, but it was your fault.
Please don't say anyone I used to date. Please don't say anyone I used to date.
Living room, ice clinking in our drinks. Your lips glistening in the dim candlelight. A soft scent of fine perfume. A silent thunderstorm of desire. And then you did the unimaginable. You poured the rest of your vodka and seven into a small plastic aquarium where my sea monkeys live.
The nerve.
What the hell?
Oh, it gets better.
Oh my God.
I panicked but tried to look calm. You slid down the zipper of your slinky black dress and I had one eye on the sea monkey village as the vodka infused their magical little world. Fine satin underwear, you tossing back your long silky hair, but I couldn't turn away from the turmoil they were now experiencing. Stumbling through their little sea monkey village, singing firework, loud in off key, yelling, I love you, man, down the streets of Sea Monkey Village. I was distracted. I couldn't focus on what we were doing. I know it wasn't good. Can I get a do-over? It is not okay to contact this poster with services and
no
other
mulligans. No mulligans.
No mulligans.
Well, technically, he's offering her a mulligan.
I mean,
true,
he's...
True.
Maybe you shouldn't put vodka into a sea monkey village.
Like,
I mean, come on.
I feel like there might be a video of sea monkeys fighting.
Save yourself, man!
Have you seen what drunk sea monkeys are capable of? I mean,
I know
shit.
they're just so.
We've all had sea monkeys.
No, sea monkeys look like semen. Monkeys, not semen. If anyone had ever seen sea monkeys, they look like semen. It looks like something you just like. Oh, it's creepy.
No, I remember getting them when I was a kid. They put them in this little aquarium.
That's
and
called
drop
crabs.
Little eggs down.
That was crabs. That wasn't sea monkeys.
Ew. Maybe
wow.
It was.
Wow. Whoops. All right, what's our next one here?
All right, the next one is titled Drunken Daughters 2007 BMX X3SI.
Whoops.
Drunken Daughters? Huh, yep. White trash charms.
There you go.
Selling my disrespectful, alcohol-abusing, DWI-arrested, spoiled bar bum of a daughter's perfect BMW X3. It is a white XI, X3SI with Exxon headlights, a roof, all beige leather interior, all options with 105,000 miles on it, just completed its 100,000 maintenance 2 months ago, and it is in complete and perfect condition, with only the driver being the malfunction. We paid $20,500 for it 12 months ago for the vehicle, needing to sell to pay for her legal battles, and her a pink bicycle with a horn until she gets her act and her life in order sometime soon. A beautiful car with no exterior, interior, or mechanical issues. Call XXXX for information or to purchase. Location, Springfield.
Springfield, Mass?
Yeah, it is not okay to contact.
I'm responding. Send me the link to that. I'm going to respond okay. To like, all right, so does the daughter who's dysfunctional come with the car or not?
I can straighten her ass up.
Wow, that's white trashy.
Oh yeah.
If you've got a if your daughter has more than 3 DUIs, that's white trashy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know it. You know it.
The Red Sox won. Fuck you, Ma. Fuck you.
Come on, bruh. Coming
at
me, bruh.
Bro. I'm gonna go drink. Now. Sox won.
The Sox won, Ma. Going down the hot in Springfield. The Sox won. Go Sox.
All right, what's our next one here?
The next one is titled A Free Dog to quote unquote Fred.
Oh, there you go.
A large glass mug with Fred etched into it. Free to anybody named Fred. Photo identification is required. Location, Pittsburgh.
Steel country. That sounds like steel country to me.
There you go.
How many people could be named Fred in the town of Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I wonder.
There you go. And what's our last one here?
Our last one is the gator who ate my popped belly pig.
That poor pig.
White trash charms.
There you go. Tweet
I need
it.
Help catching the gator that ate my prized pig. My pig, Rudy Bella, was wearing a very expensive necklace, a generational necklace, which was in my wife's family for years. The emotional distress I had from losing my pig is nothing like the stress I will receive from my wife if I don't get it back. It happened at the Blue Cypress Golf Club, and it scared the bejesus out of me. I spoke to management, and they said there's nothing they can do. If anyone found the necklace or has seen this gator, it has weird blotchy snout. Please contact me. Thanks, Jimmy T. Location, Jacksonville.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, the things people post. It's amazing.
Just the sheer stupidity.
It's amazing. It you really is.
I think we should start posting on Craigslist.
We
should start doing this.
And see the weird responses we get?
Oh, yeah.
They took our jobs.
They took our
jobs. All right, we got to change gears for pretty much to rush the end of the show here.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbass. Dumbass. Dumbasses, 300 million sperm. That's the one
you
got through.
All right, this is the Dumbass of the Week, and what we do is we take all those wonderful people in the world and we go, hey, you're an idiot, moron, slut, butthead, douche, pretty much anything else that we can come up with, and it's the Dumbass of the Week. What you do is if you have an article or a video, you can send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. Today's dumbass comes from the, let's see, where does this come from? Palm Beach County. That's right, Palm Beach County. This is from the Sun Sentinel, and the author was Brittany Shamus. Good luck. And here you go. Excuse me. The title is Burglar Left Cell Phone in House. Mom's call helped track him.
Oh, man.
And go.
Wow.
Deputies say they tracked down a man who broke into a burglarized a home on Thursday after he left his cell phone on the kitchen counter. And his mom called. An investigator picked up the phone when it started ringing at the Lake Worth house, and the word mom appeared on the screen. The officer on the scene asked the woman on the other end who the phone belonged to, and she said her son, Derek Codd, 19, of Lake Worth. The name alone.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Seems kind of fishy.
So this 19-year-old, Codd, of Lake Worth, had the victim's cell phone at his house and had hidden the man's shotgun at an abandoned house, the report said. Excuse me. A woman who was with him, Christina Reinerson, also 19, of Lantana, had 49 pieces of jewelry belonging to the victim's wife in her purse. Both were arrested. They're facing multiple charges, including burglary and larceny. The pair remained behind bars late Monday, with bail set at $1,000 for Reinerson and $18,000 for Codd, according to county records. So, with that being said, for those in the chat room, I'm going to post a picture in here. Because, let's face it,
this happened recently?
Yes, this happened last week.
I heard he got caught because he was getting a Twitter feed of things that John McCain can't do.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
And
there you go.
He was responding to it and forgot. He laughed at it, and that's how he got caught.
Is it shocking that that is someone who burglarized the house and then was stupid enough to leave the cell phone there?
No, not shocking. Anyone who wears a chin strap like that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jump off
white trash bridge. Charm.
White trash charm. Chin straps.
Chin straps. White trash charms.
There
like,
you go.
Oh, my God.
He looks like the kind of kid that would get caught. I mean, what happened to his lip? Like, he's got, like, a little gash
underneath.
It
looks like
he might have got
punched
nightsticked or
yeah.
something like that. Maybe he was in that Boston brawl.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably just tripped over something.
He probably resisted arrest and got beat up.
You really can't resist when they show up to your house with your phone. Like, missing something?
Is this yours?
Like, that's someone
Are
else.
Are you looking for this?
That's maybe? Someone else with that name, not me.
If I was a cop, I would have fun with it. I would show up to the house, but I would call his house phone. With my phone, like, and do like a scream thing. Hello. He's like, Are you missing your phone?
I know where you were 20 minutes ago.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right. It's what's your favorite scary movie?
Like, they're calling from, oh my God, in the house, they're calling from my phone, oh my God. And just go and screw with them the whole time.
Name
I would do that.
The killer in Halloween,
Michael Myers.
Very good.
I'm a Halloween fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, bonus question. Name the killer in Friday the 13th.
The original? It's his mom.
Good boy.
It's his mom.
Good boy.
But in Scream, she said, Jason Voorhees.
Jason.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping he would do that, but he didn't.
Jason.
I've seen that movie so many freaking times.
Did you see the documentary they had on for Halloween? They had all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, and then they had Halloween, and they did a huge documentary from like how they produced and made the movies.
No,
oh, it's real. I DVR'd it. I will let you see it.
Yeah, let me see that.
It's fairly interesting how they did this stuff.
Coming up today at 4 o'clock is the shoot. Another live show. Markout Radio's replay starts right after we get off the air. Which will be very soon. It'll be very, very soon. You know why? Because it's almost that time, guys. It really is. It's almost
now
that
time.
Now it's time
to say goodbye all our company.
Can I say, it's a good thing that Markout Radio is not live right now on Sundays because I'd be doing like 4 straight hours of radio.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. You're a whore. You'll just take it like you always do.
That's right. You'll take it and you'll love it.
It's called shameless self-promotion.
And you are shameless. Sure.
All right, Adam, go for it.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at PatriotPride80 or on Facebook under Adam Wood. And go Sox.
Baseball's done.
It doesn't matter. It's go Sox still.
D, go for it.
You can find me on Twitter at DBScoops. You can find Greg on Twitter at TexasNotCool. And go Red Sox.
Baseball's done.
It's not done.
So what? I still had to say go Red Sox. I don't care.
Sure. Punchy, go for it, my man.
You can follow me at CM Punchy. I am the 750,000th best in the world. Go Niners because I watch a real sport.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
No.
I'll see you next week, Kits McGee.
Greg, you're awesome. And of course, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at The Sully Show. Real simple, real easy. That's how we roll. And of course, you can also follow me on Facebook, The Sully Show, facebook.com/The Sully Show, as well as More Like Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/More Like Radio, and at More Like Radio on Twitter. We're here live every Sunday, except next week, and we're celebrating my sister's birthday. So, good luck, folks. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Here you guys, I'm getting him.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the
Mutant Turtles, Middle-Aged Mutant Ninja Turtles, Middle-Aged Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes on a Blue Pill, Viagra Power.